You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on Thanksgiving Eve. We got a lot to talk about. Elliot Shore Parks joins us. 1 hour from now, the lunch hour with Jason Avant from 12 to 1. We'll guess the takes on a Wednesday that feels like a Friday. You people, a same game parlay for the Eagles and the Bears on Friday. A lot to get to as we discuss the Eagles and this offense as we've been doing all week. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, a lot of people coming into town tonight, biggest drinking night of the year. Make sure you take the right one home. You know, because a lot of people coming home, trying to get some strange, been out of town, ain't been here in a while. You know, just make sure you, you know, make some right decisions.
I think good message for tonight is just be careful.
I mean, what's wrong with that? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I said that.
But no,
I mean
in everything. I mean, it's a dangerous driving night.
No, take the right one home.
Be
I'm
careful.
Looking at the free.
No, listen. Come on. Can we be grown-ups about this?
I'm trying.
We know what tonight's going to be.
Not for me. I'll be home.
Not for us, Joe.
Yeah, we're old.
We got this lather Vaseline on me.
Turkey bowl tonight.
But, I mean, you know, like people going to go out. They're going, you know, coming home. They might try to get some strange or something. Just make sure you take the right one home, man.
Be careful. Just be careful.
Someone tells me you'll be home alone tonight.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will. I'm talking about the rest of y'all. I'd be at home hell diving.
Yeah, that's what you'll be doing. Yeah, we're just trying to get everyone right. That's all. That's what we do on the show. All right, 215-592-9494. We also have ComboCon. We'll tell you about how we're giving away a big qualifying prize today, and you could be automatically entered for the grand prize. But here's the bottom line. We're going into a game on Friday, and we have an offense that has struggled the entire season, and they need to get going. And we keep looking at this puzzle, and I'm listening to the press conferences yesterday, and Petullo's being asked the same questions over and over. Jalen's asked the same questions over and over.
They were in the siege a little bit, huh?
Why does the offense stink? Well, I mean, I have the answer. I mean, the answer's right here in front of us all, Hugh Douglas.
What is it?
Well, the answer is quite simple to me. The run game stinks. It comes back to this for me. The Eagles' run game is the biggest issue with the football team. Elliott's going to join us at 11 o'clock. And I heard him yesterday on the afternoon show saying the penalties are holding the team back. All right, well, that's part of it. But that's a small sample of the plays. I mean, I know Sunday was egregious with 14 penalties, but that's not it. Petullo's spinning the penalty. They can't run the football. And I feel like that has been the foundation of the Eagles in the entire Sirianni and Hurts era. And without that, they're stuck. And I look at the numbers, and it's stark. So here's where the Eagles have ranked. I'm going to give you the last 4 years, then we'll get to this year. The first 4 years, 2021 through 2024, of Sirianni and Hurts together. Mm-hmm. Eagles rush rankings, number 1, number 4, number 9, number 2. So they were top 10 every year. And then their points per game those years, 12, 2, 7, 4. So they've had a top 10 rushing attack every year since Sirianni became the coach and Hurts became the starting quarterback. And they have been 12th, 2nd, 7th, and 4th. So basically, aside from 2021 when they had Rager, they've been a top 10 scoring offense every year, top 10 rushing offense. Those two things go together. This year, they are 21st in the NFL in rushing yards. They're 17th in points per game. To me, it's that simple. If they could run the football better, they'd sustain offense, they'd score more points. I have come to peace with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback, as to what he is. Okay? He's not great, but he's good.
Yeah.
And if you give him a run game and you give him manageable third downs and he could activate his legs and it could be manageable third downs, they can win football games. They'll move the chains. They'll keep the ball. They'll score enough points. But when you have no rushing game and you say, Jalen, it's all on you, they're not going to score enough points to be a dominant team. Hugh, where do you come down on all this? My perspective is this: we're looking for answers, and it's right in front of us. We can't run the football. What's the biggest issue with the offense, Hugh Douglas?
I think it's the passing game. And let me tell you why. Because as a defender, when I look at these things a lot of times, and I like the fact that, you know, we have so many different voices here at the station that played many different positions. You know, you got Ike and you got John Richard that played offense.
Yep.
But for me, when I look at this running game, when I look at this team, this offense as a whole, the thing that I always come down to is tendencies. And you talk about the success that this team had last year. Primarily, it was because they ran the football well.
Yes.
Extremely well.
Yes.
And that put them in position so that when they did throw, you know, it was, it was pretty decent. This year, I think there's been an overcommitment to stopping the run because of what Saquon did last year.
Right.
And the offense, the lack of the consistent passing game makes me not want to play the pass. Here's the thing. Like, if I'm a defender and I'm playing against this team, I know your strongest asset right now is your running game with Saquon Barkley, even though he's not running well, but I'm still playing you in that sense that I'm stopping the run.
Right.
The passing game, all season long when you look at it, if you just go back and just look at the numbers, has been up and down all season long.
Even to the point where it's like halves they're good and halves they're horrendous.
Yes.
Yep.
It has not been consistent enough to make me respect it enough. But I do know one thing, that you can run the ball if I give you the opportunity to. If like we like to say, if you're running against a light box, you know, in them light boxes, you know, you can make some things happen. But if you put some guys up there and you challenge those receivers, you know, the quarterback is risk averse. He's not going to take a whole lot of chances with the football. So I'm going to play heavy run against you, and I'll take my chance in the passing game. Yeah, you might make a couple of spectacular plays like the one Smitty made on the sideline.
That was
a
hell of a catch.
A hell of an adjustment. Woo. And he caught it, hit him in his face mask, and he caught it. But those plays are few and far between, Joe. That's a fact. When you go look at all the games that we've had this year, you'll see a spattering of big-time passing plays in each one of those games, but not the consistency that you needed to be in order for me to respect it.
Yeah,
it's the passing game.
215-592-9494. Where do you come down? What's the biggest problem with the offense? I mean, we can all be clear and frank and not have to beat around the bush. The offense has stunk this year. I mean, there's a reason their rankings are where they are, but they're the worst three-and-out team in pro football. They're, you know, they're in the bottom in terms of points per game. Their, you know, drives that end in a score percentage is down there with the Jets and the Saints. This is a bad offensive team right now. It shouldn't be, based on personnel. At least we don't think it should be, but that's what they are. What's the biggest problem with this? And I just keep coming back to the running game was their get out of jail free card. It was their everything. It was it really has been that since Sirianni and Hurts came together. The run game was the foundation of this thing, and then they threw it off of that, and Jalen made enough plays where they won games. But I even go to when things are right, the run game is wrong. Let's go to Sunday. They got up 21-0. They're the only team in pro football this year to blow a 14-point lead and a 21-point lead. The reason is because they can't run the clock out. When you have a lead, you want to run the football to end the game. We can't even do that. Like I just kept sitting there on my couch Sunday when they were going 3-and-out, up 14 points in the second half. I'm like, they're going to give the game back. They're going to give the game back. They can't sustain offense. They can't shorten these games. Last year, and I think back to that series they had late in the game against the Steelers last year when they won that game here in Philadelphia. They had a 10-minute drive to end the game because they could move the chains. They could run the football. That's out now. And until we get that back, I think we're going to keep struggling. 215-592-9494. Let's hear some national voices on what the hell's going on with this offense as we get ready for a Black Friday game. Let's hear Peter Schrager on with Pat McAfee a couple days ago talking about Kevin Petullo, and now his hands kind of maybe are tied here.
Here's what I'll say about Kevin Petullo. He comes from that Frank Reich tree. He comes there from Nick Sirianni.
What?
When he was with Phil Rivers and they were with the Colts, they used to throw the ball all over the yard, and Sirianni and Reich likes to throw the ball. They used to do motion. You're not seeing any of it. You're seeing basically, can AJ and Devontae go one-on-one? Can they make their plays? Can Saquon break a tackle? And that's the offense. Like, this is not a guy who just woke up and was handed the job here. This is a guy who's had a career learning about offenses and designing offenses. And I don't think it's necessarily by design that this is the offense that it is. It seems like maybe this is what he thinks is their best chance to win, given what they've got at the quarterback spot and what they've got going with offense. Like, trust me, he knows how to do all the stuff that we see, all the bells and whistles. They're not even trying it. So that's the red flag to me. Like, why not give this offense a chance to do something creative? Why not give this offense a chance to run some of the exotic stuff that his offenses have run before?
Wait, I told you so. Douglas, a 10-10?
No, I ain't said nothing, man. It's just interesting, the wording and the way that he's framing it, you know, and it's almost like he's trying to say that this offense, for whatever reason, is handicapped. It's hamstrung. And we don't know why.
Well, we might. I mean, so my content, I guess pushback would be, it's always been that. Like, I guess for me, the passing game hasn't become more limited. It's just we can't run the ball to help the passing game out, and I think that's a huge part of this. On the other side, another national voice talking about the other side of this game on Sunday. Listen to Dan Orlovsky, the way he spoke about the Bears offense. Ben Johnson now running it. Caleb Williams, the quarterback.
The coach will tell you exactly what he thinks of the player by the plays that he calls. And right now, the playbook is wide open in Chicago. And that's a total credit, certainly, to the quarterback. You want to run the football? Great. You want to go hardball, play action out of the gun? Great. They can get an empty and throw it on the goal line, and he's quick and decisive. I think the biggest thing for me, D-Butt, outside of that, what I'm just talking about is, like, the playbook is so wide open.
It was interesting to hear a former quarterback, Orlovsky, obviously a former quarterback, saying that the play calling will tell you what the coaches think of the players.
It does.
Of course it does.
Because there were certain things we didn't run defensively because I just didn't want to run them. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not, that's not schematically, that's more like certain like defenses we were in. Like, we were in a defense we used to call elephant package. That's where you had the bigger defensive ends.
Right.
Because I was on a smaller size, they didn't have me out there. You know what I mean? And it's. You have to see, this is where I implore people to kind of listen to what's being said, because if there's limitations in somebody's ability to do some things, then it limits what you can do offensively or defensively, for that matter. I mean, that's a fact. When you know, like, we've heard for weeks, whether it's been Dan Orlovsky, it's been Chad Ochocinco, or anybody else, that these receivers are running certain routes, they're predictable. Mm-hmm. And we've seen for the last couple of weeks that these routes have been stagnant. They've been the same. What does that tell you? That tells you that they're not comfortable. As a matter of fact, we were talking about it this morning, 3rd and 2. They don't do the tush push.
The last offensive play they had, where Jalen got sacked on Sunday.
Yes, yeah. It's there's a disconnect somewhere with this offense, and I don't know where it is. I don't understand what it is, but it's been the same. This offense hasn't evolved since I've been here.
So that I agree with. And I think that part of it is they're stuck on what they used to be and they can't figure out what to do now. I just look at it like this. For 5 years or 4 years, they ran the ball well and Jalen was good enough, smart enough off of that to throw it enough to win. They can't run now, and that's putting a lot of strain on the passing game. But to me, the passing game is what it always has been. The running game is the big difference. Kyle, where do you come down as we are now 11 games into a season where the offense has stunk? Why?
Yeah, and we got a long weekend coming up, so I might as well just piss everybody off.
Go ahead.
The run game stinks, but it's putting the spotlight on what's really holding the offense back.
Here we go.
And it's the quarterback. Like you said, this is the same exact passing offense that it was last season. The only difference is we don't have a running game.
Yep.
Like, Hurts is on pace for, I guess, 3,500 yards this season, which is, like, you know, it's better than last year. It's not a bad yardage total by his standards. But guess what? It's not enough when the run game's not good.
Not
like,
enough.
if we had an elite passing game, it would be able to make up for the deficiencies of the run game. I look at a team like Cincinnati last year, who wasn't a very good team, but they were bottom of the league in rushing. You know what they were? Still top 10 in total offense. Yeah, you know why?
Passing game.
Because they had a quarterback that could make up for the deficiencies of the offense. I mean, we don't have that. Like, I'm sort of with you in that if you just, how long can we ignore what everyone's saying that watches the tape? And I know everyone loves to blame Kevin Betullo, but very clearly, these offensive coaches, their hands are tied because of the limitations of the quarterback. Dan Orlovsky just said it. The Chicago Bears have no issues throwing the ball down the field and doing all this crazy stuff on the offense because they trust the quarterback. The writing's on the wall with what's going on here with this offense. It's been clear for a while.
I see both of your points. I still think we'd be a top 10 offense if we could run the football at just an effective level or a top half of the league offense. We are a bad offense because we're now in 3rd and 8 every time, and Jalen's not going to rescue us from 3rd and 8s every time.
We always talk about, you know, throwing the football. If your bread and butter in any offense is your running game,
yep,
right? And it the running game helps provide balance to the offense, and the passing game helps open up the running game. Right.
They should work in concert.
They should, because I remember being in games where we would play teams that would run the ball heavy, and when we stopped the run, if we started getting beat with the pass, now we're in a tizzy,
mm-hmm,
because you don't know what, you know what I mean?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
A lot of times when I watch these teams play the Eagles, they stay committed to the run. They stay committed to stopping the run, I should say.
Well, let's go back to Sunday, because it seemed like early on, Hugh, when the Cowboys put the five guys on the line, the Eagles threw off of that, right? Jalen mentioned it. Petullo's mentioned it. They've all talked about, like, hey, our reaction to that was, hey, they got five guys on the line. Let's throw. And throwing worked earlier. You know what they didn't do? The Cowboys didn't stop doing it. The Cowboys didn't stop doing it. And then the Eagles tried to run the clock out, and they couldn't do it. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? We are 11 games in. There's a huge one coming up. We'll talk about this Bears game as the show goes along today. Huge one coming up on Friday. The offense stinks. What's the biggest reason? And today, look, we've all said our piece on Petullo, and we know he's an inexperienced coordinator. We're talking about the run game or the pass game. Like, what element of the team is really the problem here that is holding the offense back, besides just the guy calling the plays in? I think it's the run game. I think that was always their bread and butter. They don't have that, and it's exposing things. Let's go to the phone lines here. We start with Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today? Happy
what up, Mike? What up,
good morning, Will. What's up?
Listen, man, you know, I always got to, you know, be the solution to every problem, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Now, this is what I want to say. Before the season even started, if I was the coach in the locker room, this is what I would have said. Every team has built their team to stop us. They paid the top players. They got big names and everything to stop us because we're the champions, right? The main thing, I would have took a quote out of the movie. The hunt is on, and guess who's the prey? We are. Every team is going to be gunning for us. Every team has studied the tapes. Every team knows that we was a smash-mouth team because that year – the running game was supposed to be because nobody expected. Because all for the last 3-4 years, everything been pass. That's what the stats was built off of. And now we incorporated the run, and now they're trying to stop it. But this is the thing, right? Now, Saquon, you have to – the biggest thing that's wrong with this offense is they're mentally tapped out. And you know why I'm going to say this? Because every single day, all they heard is, oh, Saquon lost his step. Oh, the offensive line is tired. They wore down. They beat. Everything that we could say possibly is wrong with our offense, they started to believe. But now it's time to prove them wrong. You dig what I'm saying? All that talk and all that. Listen, it's time to mentally tap back in because y'all been mentally tapped out. All y'all got to do is start believing, especially Saquon. I think he lost his confidence. It's time to get it back, bro. You hesitating in the backfield too long. All that pitter-patting instead of stepping, hit the damn hole. That's what Vince is doing. And guess what? This is the team to beat, man. The time is now. You about to make history. We got a destiny to fulfill. The whole entire season, everybody said, we can't do this. We can't do that. The defense, the offense is wore out. Saquon, you lost the step. But guess what? All that is BS. Because y'all can prove it. Saquon, you ain't lose no step. You lost your confidence. But now it's time to get it back, baby. Because you got to believe in your offensive line. You got to believe in your quarterback. You got to believe in your coach, KP. It's time to put this game together, baby. If you put up 21 points in one quarter, you can put up 45 points or 50 in the whole game. You just got to get the right game play together. And the only way we can do that is if we play together. And the whole thing is, listen, every team is starting points. But right now, this Friday, we're going to show everybody in the world that we are the defending Super Bowl champ. And if you want what we got, you got to take it. It ain't no more us giving anything away. The only way we lose is if we beat ourselves. And we're not doing that anymore. Because you know what? This team is finally going to pull together.
We have to win as a team, together, all that. Single it out, everybody, that's over with. Now, we are in the position to become a better team, to repeat, to be a repeat Super Bowl champion. And even so, everybody is still doubtless, we're going to show the world that we are the best team. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to end it, baby. AJ, we need you to stay in your lane. We need you to run the lane, man. Get your 15 yards and get it, baby. We need you, Saquon, to step up and get your confidence back and start running through these dudes. Smith, we know what you're going to do, baby. You're going to go deep for the deep ball, and you're going to catch it. Jalen, you already know what you got to do. Play your game, baby. Get what you've been saying. It's all about winning. And all we do in Philadelphia is win. And what we're going to do this Friday, we're going to turn this around, and we're going to start winning, and we're going back to the Super Bowl.
Love you, buddy. Wow. The Take Police are on the way. We appreciate the phone call. Happy Thanksgiving.
That's a great way to end that.
Was awesome. Yeah, they're coming to take him away.
That sounds like some real Philadelphia.
They heard him yelling, and they're like, uh-oh. Gotta go get
take him
guy.
Away. The Take Police are on the way. You know, I know the Eagles and most of these teams, they hype for either a former player or someone famous to voice the hype video before the playoffs. I vote Will. I mean, he's been our hype guy all year.
He's dynamite.
He's awesome. He'd be great at it. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, we'll get you set for Combo-Con coming up with your phone calls on all this. What's really the problem with the Eagles' offense? Is it the run game or is it the pass game? For me, it's I think sometimes the simple answer is the real answer. The run game stinks, and everything goes off of that. They can't run it. Hugh thinks the pass game up and downs are really limiting everything. Where do you come down on this? 215-592-9494. You hear from Jalen Hurts next on the team's identity. Not sure what that is right now. And what Chris Long says he thinks is really holding this offense back. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94. WIP. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group build, add your pick, and then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock in a group parlay with your own funds, because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use on their bill. All right, let's go with a Jahmyr Gibbs anytime touchdown. Let's go with, how about a George Pickens anytime? And then we go Derrick Henry in the nightcap tomorrow. So grab your crew, start your build, and get on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP. Can we get this offense started up, maybe? Friday? No? Okay.
I just want to win.
Oh, we're back to that?
Well, I mean, Joe.
I thought you needed style points yesterday.
Brick by brick. I'm going to hit you with a whole bunch of cliches. Brick by brick.
Can't wait.
It starts with Chicago.
And then it'll start with the Chargers, and it'll start with the Raiders after that. Welcome back, Midday Show, 215-592-9494. What really is the problem with the Eagles' offense? Besides, Kevin Petullo's a moron. Besides that, like, fundamentally, when you watch the games, what is holding them back? Is it the run game or the pass game? For me, it's the running game. That was the foundation of the offense. And, I mean, you could take what I'm saying however you want. I mean, I think Jalen Hurts is good enough to win if he has a good running game and good pieces around him. Yeah. I also don't think he's great enough to carry you without these things, and that's what we're seeing. He doesn't have these things, and the offense sucks.
And let me be clear. I don't think this is all on – I don't lay this all at Jalen's feet, because a lot of y'all, you know, you tend to – when we say certain things, you tend to fantasize about what we're actually saying or sensationalize.
Sure.
Never. It's not all at Jalen's feet. I'm not saying that. But, you know, when you look at this offense and the way that it was last year, there's a lot of differences this year as opposed to last year. The offensive line is not playing Mm-mm. up to par Mm-mm. like it was. There is some element of a new offensive coordinator in there, you know, and the running game is not where it once was.
It's not even close.
It's a lot, man. It is a lot. When you talk about, you know, the way this team looks right now.
I mean, you said the running game is not where it's been. I mean, the drop-off is remarkable. I mean, the last 4 years, they were number one, number four, number nine, number two. They're down to number 21 in rush yards. It's crazy how far they've fallen. All right, let's hear from the quarterback. We've been talking all year. What is their identity? What should there be their identity? It sounds like Jalen Hurts still searching for the identity.
Can that identity change from game to game? Like one week it could be this, one week it could be that. You know what I mean?
Well, I'd say the identity has changed from game to game, and that's not a problem when you win. So, is that fair to say?
Yeah. Well, like, what should that identity be? You're the quarterback. You know, you get the ball every time. What would you like that identity in this offense?
The identity needs to be something everybody's in alignment in. So, it's not a matter of how it looks. I don't care how it looks. I don't care who does it. I just like for it to get done. And I remember getting a question last. I think he's not here. He asked me the question about, you know, the pass game taking a step after a loss. It's like, well, who cares? We didn't win, so nothing takes precedent over finding ways to win. And that's really what matters.
I thought it was interesting the phrasing when he said it doesn't matter what the identity is, as long as it's in alignment, everyone's in alignment with it. It's almost like there's still one. Are they all on the same page? Is kind of what you
it
feel.
Feel it, no. It feels like there's a little bit of tension. Okay, that's probably a strong word. Not tension, but not on the same page.
Well, let's just say it. I mean, does the receiver? Let's say the identity is a run team again. Does the receiver who's loud all year want that? I doubt it.
See, you hear it as he's talking about AJ. I don't hear it at that way. I don't hear it that way.
Do you hear it as a person or just a?
I hear it as a offensive philosophy. That's how I hear it. I hear it as, you know, I'm not in line with what they want to do. And they are the coaching staff, you know.
Oh,
because
yeah,
at the end of the day, Jalen is the one that pulls the trigger. Jalen is the one that sets the tone for the team. Whether you want to believe that or not, folks, I'm here to tell you, I've been in the locker room for 10 years, and the quarterback sets the tone. It's what they do. That's kind of what I heard. Now, here's where it gets a little gray. I don't know exactly what he's talking about because they didn't go into detail. He didn't say it's the concepts. He didn't say it was the plays or anything like that. But I will say this. Like, when you talk about winning and what your vision of winning is, that's something that you set. That's the culture that you set at the beginning of the year. You know, when you're doing offensive installs and things of that nature. And I would think, and I don't know any of this. This is me recklessly speculating. But I would think that at the beginning, if he is talking about Kevin Petullo, you and him sat down and y'all came to some kind of agreement for what you thought this offense should look like this year.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever that was, the vision is not aligned right now, whatever that is. And, you know, we've given this team weeks and weeks to figure that out. Hasn't happened yet. So now it's, you know, you can't scrap everything. You just have to take the little incremental wins, you know, when you get them. And for me, the passing game getting better in increments is better than nothing.
Well, that is true. And they did have they scored points their first three drives, primarily throwing the football on Sunday. All right, Chris Long, who is, you know, was a really good player when he was here for a short time, won a championship, played in the NFL a long time. Here's his take on the biggest issue with the offense, and he kind of goes back to the identity was for a long time, and now that's gone. Here's Chris Long.
This team has been built around the offensive line since we won a championship. That team was built around the offensive line. This team has been built around the offensive line. We always talk about who's the main character. The main character has always been the offensive line. And now the main character is not perfect, and there's strain on the passing game. You can talk about the coordinator. I don't know how much of it is the quarterback or the coordinator just not knowing what the fuck to do. And I think at the end of this season, it's going to be very interesting if anything short of a Super Bowl, and you are going to hear a lot of stuff come out about whatever was going on behind the scenes, because it's not functional right now. The flaws are real, and we're not going to ignore them. I'm not going to ignore them. And you really have to, if you're an Eagles fan, start thinking about what do you look like in a post-Stoutland's All-Stars world?
Yeah, no, because, that's exactly it.
Because if this is what the offense is going to look like in a post-Stoutland's world, and by I mean like the great offensive line that they've fielded year over year, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's sustainable.
That was not me, by the way.
It's good. It's good that nobody's listening on a Wednesday. Ain't nobody here. We're good. I mean, but isn't it like apropos for this show?
Yeah, or far as, yeah, it was going to happen anywhere. It was going to happen here. Yeah, okay, it happens. bottom line is, I agree with him. The offensive line, regardless of his adjectives, he's right. I mean, the offensive line has been a problem. They've built this thing on being better up front than everyone, and it's, I think it's exposing things. Like, that's what's happening here. And again, you take this any way you want. I don't think this thing is built to be a true passing game where that carries them to victory. They need the running game. And without the O-line, they can't run the ball. And then there's the Saquon element, which we're going to get to over the course of the show. Jason Avant's going to join us at 12 for the lunch hour. Jason thinks, and you know, based on some of his comments on the post-game show on Sunday, Saquon's got to be better. It's not just the O-line. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
How about Chris Long waking up Philadelphia? Holy cow! I heard that. I was like, what?
Yeah, well, he's passionate, Aaron. Sometimes you get passionate, it happens, you know.
Yeah, we're going to get fine for that.
you know, as Philadelphia fans, we completely understand passion, right?
Of course, yep.
So, 7 o'clock in the morning right now, I've got the meatballs going. I got grandma's gravy getting ready to be made. I love this time of the year. So thankful that we have the team that we have, 8-3 Super Bowl contender. Now, let's talk about the problem.
Okay.
The one thing I said at the beginning of the year that was going to do us in, if anything, would be injuries. And this offense is not predicated on the running back, on the wide receivers, on the quarterback. It's predicated on the O-line. And shame on Howie Roseman and Jeff Stoutland for putting too much confidence, you know, in this offensive line, especially with the fact that Cam Jurgens is coming off of back surgery, the fact that Mekhi Becton played such an important role, you know, last year that you let him walk. Our running game is based on the ability of our center and guard to pull and get out in front of the running back to create space, to create that 4 yards before our running back gets touched.
You still there, Aaron?
I'm here.
Okay.
You hear me?
Gotcha. Aaron, so I'll say this. I don't think the Becton thing was as bad as we're making it out to be. I understood why that they let him go. He's a one-year deal, and they thought they could replicate that. But, Aaron, I'll give you this with the O-line. The last few years, we kept talking around draft time that maybe they're going to draft another, you know, future offensive lineman, right? A Lane's future replacement or whatever, and kind of have him in the pipeline as a backup or a guard. They haven't drafted an O-lineman early in a draft in a while. And I think that is catching up to them, right? Because they've had multiple games this year now where they have to go to Fred Johnson, who's fine, but like he's Fred Johnson, right? They had to go to Brett Toth, who's fine, but it's not like it's a second or third round pick or a first round pick that's waiting and developing and super talented. I think you're right. I think they banked the O-line would be just as good as they were last year. And Aaron, I don't know if you heard this, but earlier in the season, Jordan Mailata on his show with Elliott and Spike was talking about how he still felt tired. It was almost like they had a hangover from last year. So they probably should have brought in some more high-profile young offensive linemen to help these guys out.
And then the second thing, and Joe, I know you love my cliches, so there's a cliche that says, if you're green, you're growing. If you're ripe, you're rotten. At the beginning of this year, Howie Roseman, Nick Sirianni chose to pick an offensive coordinator that's going to run the same old game plan, okay, who has no experience in terms of making adjustments in the second half. And it's been obvious throughout the year that come the second half, we cannot make the adjustments that are necessary because Petullo just simply does not have the experience.
Well, he doesn't. I mean, that's the Aaron. It's the bottom line. Happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate. I told you something off the air there.
No,
I felt it.
Was not.
I saw your face.
No, I'm just saying.
The tire thing.
I didn't say nothing. I mean, I know y'all ain't trying to hear that today, but I did say it.
So, but here's my issue with it. I told you so.
I said it might be a little tired.
But okay.
Nobody want to hear what I say. That.
No, you can say it, but you can't also say they're still going to win the Super Bowl and go 14-3.
I mean, like, it has been done before.
Okay.
But it has been done.
Let me reframe it then. Then you should have told us early in the season this was going to be really hard on offense because they're tired. You didn't say that. You're just they're tired.
I had to be specific.
You had to be very specific.
I did say they probably look tired.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, the defense is probably.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
A new looks a lot different than it was last year. They're playing light. They're playing. They're playing light. So I was about to have the self-fed.
Not two in one segment.
Damn it, Chris Long. He almost made me say
you're getting something. Too comfortable in here. What are we doing? All right, 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve, man.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve, Chris. What's up?
Guys, Aaron, he is the epitome of what you are what you eat. He looks like a giant meatball, and he's over there cooking meatballs.
Well, this is where we're going, huh?
Well, we're taking the personal shots.
What are we doing?
I mean, you put me on right after.
I know. I mean, the guy's just trying to get ready for Thanksgiving.
It's low-hanging fruit.
It is. That's my fault.
Guys, it's clearly the running game. I mean, we have to run the ball. This team wins by running the ball and playing what, Hugh Douglas?
Say it.
Reckless speculation.
Defense. They don't win by reckless speculation. That's not how football teams
great
win.
Great what, Hugh. Say it. You know, there was many. All right. Defense. We play great defense, Hugh.
Yes.
I mean, you're gone. You're off the reservation here. Saquon has not had this level of poor success in his career at all. So I don't know. Is it the O-line? Is it him? Is it the complete lack of a passing game threat? Or is it all the above? I think, you know, we'll all take all of the above. That's generally the answer on the multiple choice. But I know what my eyes are telling me. The O-line, when they run block, it looks completely different than when they pass block. And for the love of me, I don't understand how O-line can be ridiculously good when they pass block but be that bad when they run block. Now, I know Jalen sits back there on some plays for an absolute eternity but still can't find somebody open. And that gives me some reckless speculation here, Hugh, is that he's the problem with that passing game, because there's no way in the NFL you could have the caliber receivers he has running for that amount of time and you can't find somebody open to throw the ball to. We need to go back and recommit to the running game. And what I want to see, guys, I want to see this. This is Chris in Middletown, a.k.a. Mr. Penn State himself, saying this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a 50-50 split between Saquon and Bigsby.
Wow, it's big of you, Chris. I'm with you. I need more tank. I need tank in my life.
Joe, guys, can I leave you with two things here? Mm-hmm. One, Hugh Douglas, I'm glad to see Humble Hughes in studio today. I heard a very self-deprecating statement by you. You said you're removed from the game because you had a small package, and maybe that explains a lot. But other than that, guys, I wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your families. Even you people, I wish you the best and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Chris, happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate the phone call there.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Roe Douglas today. Hi, Roe Hugh.
Yeah, see, because I mean, I'm going to let Chris live with that one because I took a shot at him because I called him a little guy. So, you know.
Oh, you called him a little guy?
No.
He's been holding on to that one.
Yeah,
I got you. All right. I consider
Chris a friend, so he could take shots at me like that, but Rube, not so much. You know, Rube came on here yesterday and took a shot. I let him live, though.
He came right at your neck.
Yeah, he did. I let him live.
I saw your face when it happened.
No, you know what I mean? Like, here's the thing.
No, here we go.
You know, when you're dealing with family, you know, you could talk greasy to family members.
Yeah, especially on Thanksgiving.
But if you outside the circle, you can't. It's certain things you just can't say.
Yeah.
See, Rube ain't in the circle, but I let him live because it's the holidays.
You giving everyone advice for tomorrow with
their
family?
I'm just gonna give him a pass. I gave him a pass, but I was about to cook him.
Speaking of cooking, Thanksgiving
turkey. What he looked like?
What do you think the Thanksgiving conversation is gonna be like in this area tomorrow? A lot of Petullo sucks at the table.
It's gonna be a whole lot of that.
Yeah, some honesty about the quarterback.
WIP hate. All those guys.
No honesty about the quarterback.
You get a couple cold ones and a couple uncles. They might tell you what they think of the quarterback.
A couple cold ones, a couple warm ones. What are you talking about? We drink bourbon warm around these parts.
All right, Thanksgiving, man.
But why not? What are we drinking on Thanksgiving? Eggnog?
Beer, dude.
Beer?
Yeah, beer.
I did go highbrow, dude.
Yeah, you
beer.
Did.
Oh, my gosh. Lowenbrow? That's what we drink?
It's not a black tie affair. It's Thanksgiving. All right, 215-592-9049. Before we go any further and yell at each other, you know what we got to do here? We got a prize to give away, which means it's time for ComboCon.
What?
Nope.
Soft suspension continues
for Hughes Clues. We got ComboCon today presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliance. All right, today you're playing for the qualifying prize, the Jack Daniel's Prize Pack, which includes the rocks glasses, the umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, along with the Weber Grill Brush, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliance. And if you win today, if you are a winner today, how about this? You're entered for the grand prize, which includes the Weber Grill courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, and the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. Thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years, where it's Black Friday all month long, with up to $1,000 of rebates. And thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off 750 milliliter bottles of Jack Daniel's Black Label and $3 off 1.75 liters of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirits store. And remember, celebrate responsibly. All right, before we start yelling about what drinks we're having tomorrow, and you could certainly have some Jack Daniels tomorrow. Hugh, today on a ComboCon, the day before Thanksgiving, I think it's only appropriate if we look for combinations of two foods that pair well together.
Pork chops and applesauce,
that's
Hugh.
That's a good one.
No.
He took a big one off the board.
Nah.
Well, I mean, yes, that does pair well together.
I ain't gonna do it, but it should be, this one should be like, should be at the top of the list.
Well, tomorrow has a lot of different combinations that you would think go well together. I mean, think about your plate tomorrow. I mean, you could put a bunch of different things on there.
Yeah, I choose not to be a glutton on Thanksgiving.
No, tomorrow's the day to be the glutton.
No, it's one of those things where we're all going to do. We're just going to eat just to be eaten.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Giving thanks.
That's so backwards.
And then we're going to go. You know how this is a vicious cycle.
What do you mean?
Because, okay, this is how I feel about the holidays, and this is what usually happens.
Why are you being a Grinch?
I'm not being a Grinch, but just listen to it, because there's a lot of people out there that have like goals they want to reach, and it starts with tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is, starting tomorrow and for the rest of this month and way into next month,
yeah,
going to be doing a lot of eating.
Damn right.
And at the end of the year, what do we always do? Make those New Year's resolutions.
Drop 10 pounds.
Because we've been getting it in. So I'm going to eat now, but I'm going to eat in moderation. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Moderation.
Enjoy yourself.
On Thanksgiving.
But you know what I remember about Thanksgiving when I was younger? Sitting there on the couch, right, after your belly's full, and you're watching the games, right?
Yep.
And then you get a little, you get like a slither, a room in your stomach.
Go back for more.
You'd be like,
go
oh,
right back for more.
Let me go try so-and-so's peach cobbler or something. Man, come on, man. And then the first thing you know, you just ate all that stuffing and all that bread, and now you're backed up. Stomach looking like you about 6 months pregnant.
Oh, let people live.
Excuse me.
Well, I will be doing that tomorrow. I'm going back for that third piece of
pumpkin
pie.
So you weigh about, 130 pounds? You and Kyle can do that. Because you guys have what they call the high metabolism.
That's right.
For all of us, like what they call us, mesomorphs. I think it's mesomorphs or ectomorphs. Like there's certain body types. It's mesomorph, ectomorph, and it's another one.
I think you people would call it something different.
No, seriously. Seriously, because there are certain body types when you're trying to build muscle that build muscle quickly. Like you're I think you're like an ectomorph.
Ectomorph. I like that. I don't know.
You two guys are like, you have a high metabolism. You burn a lot of fat. It's hard for you to keep weight on. Like Ike's an ectomorph, and I think I'm a mesomorph. A mesomorph, I have more of a blocky build.
Yeah, ectomorph body type is characterized by a lean, thin build with fast metabolism, making it difficult to gain weight. Yeah. Scientist Douglas over here.
No, because like I had to like as a recovering fat person, you know, I'm trying to help all the other people out that want to call me fat, but they actually are kind of heavy.
Here we go.
You got to be careful with that because if you throw your body rhythm off, that weight hard to get off.
I agree, but let people live tomorrow. It's Thanksgiving.
Nah.
All right, 215.
I drink my dinner.
592-9498. Famously, that's always healthy, too. Drew in Westchester talking about what's really the problem with this Eagles offense. What's up, Drew?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You too, Drew. What's up?
And Joe, you know, I'm a little sorry for how aggressive I was yesterday with the Petullo call.
That's all right. I enjoyed it. We had fun yesterday.
It was fun, and I'm frustrated. But look, I don't know how anyone could say it's not the running game. I mean, look at Jalen's – even complaining about Jalen to me is ridiculous because his numbers are pretty much on pace with what he's done traditionally, whether it's yards, touchdowns. He's certainly not thrown interceptions at all this year, and he's done that with a horrendous running game. So it's certainly not him, in my opinion. It's definitely the running game. And as an extension of that, my question is, we've had – in my time watching the Eagles for 40-plus years, we've had three elite – make you miss running backs. We've had Saquon, we've had Shady, we've had Brian Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first two guys, Westbrook and Shady, I don't remember as much with Shady how much, but, I mean, we used the screen game with him. I know this issue has come up, but Saquon caught a lot of balls for the Giants, a lot more than he catches for us. And for the life of me, I can't understand why we aren't and never have used him to the max, because he's great in open space catching short passes.
So, Drew, a couple things. I've wondered this, too. He does have more catches this year already than he did last year, but my eyes are telling me most of those are kind of those throws in the flat where Jalen's just looking for a safety valve and he dumps it off, and sometimes it's a yard, you know, 2 yards. He made a play in Green Bay right before Devontae caught the pass where he broke it, but they're not screen passes for the most part. They're kind of those dump-off safety valves. So I agree with you. Drew, my only thought on this, because the Eagles used to have a good screen game with Doug. They had it with Carson. They did it with Miles Sanders. Ever since Jalen became the quarterback, they don't run a quality running back screen game. I don't know if he doesn't feel comfortable doing it, if he doesn't want to do it, if it's a Sirianni thing. But I feel the same thing as you. Like, Miles Sanders was good at it before Jalen became the quarterback. Then they stopped doing it with Miles. And now, you know, it was DeAndre Swift. He was good with Detroit with the screen game. They didn't really do it here. Hugh, I don't know why they don't do more running back screens. You would think it's a simple way to kind of get some easy yards.
Yeah, it would be, I would think, probably the timing or something. I don't know. I'm recklessly speculating. I don't know why they don't do it, because it seems like an easy way to get the thing going. As a matter of fact, when Coach Reed was here, that was like a staple
always
of his running game.
Yeah. Drew, I wonder the same thing. It feels like it's a part of the playbook they don't use enough.
Yeah, and if we used it more, wouldn't that make the defensive formation have to adjust and not be as comfortable just loading the box?
What do you say?
Well, I think if they run the screen more, would it kind of change the way the defensive line gets off the ball?
Well, it's one of those things. If you know, like, if you're limited in your offense, right, and if you run the screen a couple times, that's still a tell. So they will be more apt to play the screen. You have to, In order for your offense to get going, in my opinion, as a defender, you have to be creative in the way that you get to certain things that you want to do offensively in the passing game. Like move guys around, run different kind of routes, run crossing routes, get clear people out and things of that nature. I don't know if we do a whole lot of that.
Yeah, Drew, I remember back to Andy. You know, he would call the screen game an extension of the run. Like, yeah, we only ran it 11 times, but we ran six screens. Those are basically runs. And to me, with the run game struggling, it's a way out. I'm with you, man. They should do it more. Drew, what do you got for us? What are two foods that pair well together?
Well, the mac and cheese and the turkey, to me, what I do is, and you'll probably appreciate it too, I shoot turkeys in my backyard, not all the time, but up in Westchester County. I'm in New York, not Westchester, PA. And
both Drews from are in Westchester, New York.
How about that? Crazy. That's wild.
I make a buffalo turkey mac and cheese. It's pretty sick.
Wow. So the mac and cheese with the turkey. Drew, we appreciate it. Guy's getting his own... He's hunting his own turkeys. How about that? I appreciate the effort. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Elliot's going to join us this. His take on the offense right now. And we got to ask him about another tense moment of Vic Fangio's press conference. What is going on with the Eagles media right now? Your phone calls and all this. What's really holding back the Eagles offense? The run game or the pass game and the quarterback? Your take on it all. And, of course, CombiCon on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we've been cooking up game day recipes all season long. And now it's time to cook up a Happy Recipes Essential Sweet Italian Sausage for that Thanksgiving table. And that red, as a matter of fact, that's the wrong read that I have. Let's start this one over. By now, you've heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It's going to be a touchdown at your Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. Go on and get you some Jack Daniel's, man. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a couple bottles of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.